Now, when it comes to injuries, falls are the second most common cause of death. And of course, older people are more at risk as their balance and their muscles become weaker with age. But there are ways to reduce that risk. A project in the UK called Dance to Health is tackling the problem by inviting older people to take part in dance classes. And research from Sheffield Hallam University has shown that it works, not only reducing falls and saving on healthcare costs, but providing a way of socialising for those who might feel isolated. For Health Check, our reporter Bob Hockenhull has been to a class to see how it's done.
Good. So deep breath in and out.
At the Chinese Community Centre in Birmingham, the UK's second city, a group of 12 elderly people are warming up, getting ready for their weekly dance class. The participants in the class called Dance to Health have either had a fall or are considered to be in danger of having one.
Just be careful you don't move it too quickly.
One of the class members is Keika Chang, who moved to the UK from Hong Kong a year ago.
Because I have some health problem, hypertension, high cholesterol, etc. So I want to do some exercise regularly. So actually this is a good way to help me to do regular exercise in weekly basis.
So as long as it's got curves in the shape, that's great.
The exercise is not very stressful, but it's help me to move our joints, the hand, the legs, and the whole body. So I think it's helped me to keep me in a more balance, letting me less chance to be fall or to have accidents in the home, etc.
The natural aging process means older people are at greater risk of having a fall due to balance problems, muscle weakness, and poor vision. And if it happens, a fall can be a serious threat to an older person's health, well-being, and independence, causing pain, distress, and loss of confidence. Roughly half of falls in older individuals result in an injury such as a broken bone or a head injury, but they can also be catastrophic. Falls are the most common cause of injury-related deaths in people over 75. The key to Dance to Health is prevention.
Try and find that turn.
The instructor at the Chinese Community Centre class is Jenny Murphy, a former ballet dancer now trained in postural stability.
We focus on kind of balance, strength, mobility, all those things that are really important to help stop falls from happening. And then as a dance artist, I will put my creative way into it. And as I'm a ballet dancer, often I'll have that kind of classical ballet side to it.
Is it a case that you sneak in the bits of the exercise that are important but perhaps a bit of boring and cover them up with more fun dance moves?
So totally, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to, as you say, smuggle those exercises into the classes so that almost they don't feel like they're doing the exercises, because they've got music and they've got some creative outlet to kind of express at the same time. So yes, there's all the underneath every kind of activity that we'll do, there will be some physio-based exercises within that we use.
Excellent. Sweet. Can you get the knees a little higher?
I always try and get a sequence where we're travelling around the space. So something like just a balance on one leg, which you could do while the kettle's boiling if you wanted to. But we add it in a kind of fun way that we're travelling around the space, we're meeting other people, we're making shapes, we're joining up. And it just adds that kind of social element as well.
Among those at today's class is 79-year-old Lisa Chen, who has had a fall. She speaks very little English, so through an interpreter, she tells me what happened.
She didn't know what's happened on that day. She's going to change the bus at the coast station, and when she walked through the coast station, she fell down.
And you come to these classes, how do you think that helps you?
When I'm walking, I feel more balancing and I can walk more stable.
The classes are run by ESOP, a social enterprise company and charity which solves problems in society through the arts. Kevin Fenton is the chief executive.
Falls prevention has been identified as a major priority for the NHS. It is a major issue in terms of older people's admissions into emergency departments. It's an issue in terms of long stay pressures on the NHS. So it's in everybody's interest to prevent falls. And estimates suggest that we save billions of pounds every year if this programme was rolled out nationally and at scale.
In the UK, 223,000 emergency hospital admissions during the 2021 to 2022 financial year were related to falls among patients aged 65 and over.
Dance to Health has been shown to be effective in falls prevention. So it is an amazing intervention which brings dance artists together with older people in communities to help to reduce falls.
Research by Sheffield Hallam University has found that Dance to Health participants are 58% less likely to fall in a given year and much less likely to require hospitalisation if they do fall, thereby saving the health and social care system in the UK millions of pounds. The findings also show 96% of participants experience improved mental well-being. Teacher Jenny says it's rewarding for her to observe the improvements in the class members as the weeks go by.
There's a couple that weren't here today, though, that came actually, and when they first started, they were purely seated and wouldn't kind of get up from the chair, which is fine. We can deliver classes that are like that, but it was lovely to see that certain throughout a few weeks into the programme, we were able to get her up and moving a little bit around with support and also on her own a little bit. Some of it is purely kind of confidence as well. They can get so stuck in that actually they can't do it anymore, when actually physically that if they get up and try it and they have the confidence to do it, it can happen. But it's not just about the physical side, there's the whole kind of the mental kind of the social side of things, the idea of being kind of meeting other people in groups, being very social within the sessions.
At the moment, Dance to Health, which is funded by local councils and the National Health Service, is only operating in certain parts of the UK. As the benefits become more apparent, teachers hope other areas will take up the idea, improving the health of the elderly and helping to reduce the cost of falls to society.
Bob Hockenhull reporting. This is Health Check from the BBC. I'm Claudia Hammond and Professor Matt Fox is still with me. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds like tremendous fun.